You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Good evening, everybody. How's everybody doing? Everybody doing fine? Today is my birthday. Yeah, I feel it's my birthday, but it's not my birthday. Every day I feel it's always my birthday. I feel something, there's always a surprise waiting for my life. I live by promise, not by situation. Okay? There's a promise that drives my life. And I'm not driven by a situation like, mahirap lang ako, bunso ako, hindi ako matalino, bagsak ako ng high school. Alam niyo ba, bumagsak ako ng high school, kinento ko na sa inyo? Oh, pero third year high school. Tapos sabi nung principal, kawawa namang bata nito. Pagbigyan natin siyang pumasa sa fourth year. Pinagbigyan ako, ginawa ng paraan nung principal ng high school. Alam niyo kung sino yon? Nanay ko. Yeah, nanay ko yung principal. Yeah! Kita mo, kay mabuti talaga, may nanay kang principal. Alright? We're gonna talk about today about access granted. Ipapaliwanag ko po sa inyo kung anong ibig sabihin nito because in the next two more Sundays, we'll be studying this. Today, we're gonna talk about the table. Ano itong lamesa? We're talking about the communion. We're talking about the Lord's Supper. If you are a Catholic in background, the Eucharist. It is as a celebration of the works of Jesus for our life. Okay, it's also called the Passover Supper because they were remembering it during the Passover when Jesus did it with His disciples. That's why, yun yung mga terminologies. Pero ang ibig sabihin talaga nito, isa lang, ipapaliwanag ko sa inyo mayamayang konti. Okay? Let's jump into the Word immediately. Let's just first pray, okay? Manalangin tayo. Maraming salamat, Panginoon, sa labis-labis, sa sobra-sobrang biyaya at pagpapala na bumabaha sa buhay namin. Salamat, Panginoon, sapagkat nandiyan lagi kayo. We just pray today that our spirit, Father, would just be very in tuned with you because we believe you're going to speak something, Lord, into our very hearts. Pray, God, for spirit of comprehension, God, and wisdom, Lord, and illumination. Bless our time together. This is life-changing tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody say, amen. Have you ever tried going to the ATM? You pulled out your ATM and then you put it right into the machine, okay? Pagpasok ng machine, tapos pinapas, sinasabi doon na dapat mo ilag, una mo na English or Tagalog, di ba, no? So you press English, and then mamaya hinahanap yung pin mo. Have you ever tried putting your pin and you had the wrong pin? It won't work. Access denied. You tried it again, pak, ayaw pa rin, pakato, pak. Hindi na bumalik. Kinain na ng machine, because that's what they do on the third time. Okay, access denied. Or have you ever tried haba-haba ng pila, oh, kailangan mo ng pera, andudun ka na, pang-sampu ka sa pila, tapos meron isa doon, parang ang dami siyang cards na pinag-withdrawan, ano? Yung pala, galing pala siya sa hold-up ng jeep, tapos nag-withdraw ng marami, pila, pagdating mo siya, pag gano'n mo, alam, tama yung pin mo, pero may mga konti, may nakalagay, insufficient funds. Access denied. Parang paka naman, it's just like calling somebody, a loved one, tatawagan mo, kring. But this mamaya konti, operator sasagot, the subscriber you're calling could not be reached. He's actually poor. Okay? Yung tumatawag ka, gusto tawagan mo siya ng tawagan, ano ba nangyayari to? You know, some people actually give themselves a ring just to feel their insecurity. Alam niyo ba yun? Ang iba nga nagtinitext nila sarili nila eh. Iba nga, yung may phone, meron ako LG phone, yeah, walang biro yan. Ang iba, niriring na ako, sige, kita tayo, sige, darating ako, sige. Okay? Some people are just insecure because of that. There was a guy who was a fresh graduate of law. Ka-abogado niya lang, talagang magaling talaga. He wanted to prove something na magaling siyang law. Magaling siya sa law, he was a good lawyer, okay? Kapapasal na ng bar exams. 29% lang pumasa noong year na to. Now, fresh graduate, fresh lawyer, started business, rented the place. Place nilagay niya doon, ang kanyang pangalan, ano? Attorney, outlaw, okay? Tapos basot siya. Wow, may lamesa siya. Okay, siya lang mag-isa. Wala pa siyang kakompanyero. Hindi ito yung Cruz, Navarro, Mancao, Constantino, law offices. Walang ganon. Isang pangalan lang. Kawawa. So, mag-isa lang siya doon. May lamesa siya. Nag-aantay siya. Mamiyang konti, may kumatok sa pintuan. Nakita niya sa glass. So,
dinampot niya kagad yung telepono. Pa! Oh, sige. No, no. I'm gonna meet. No, I'm gonna meet actually Justice Corona in a show. Excuse me. Pasok ka lang. Upo ka lang. So, pinabibilib niya itong taon to. Ito na yung first client sa buhay ko. Oh, sige. I'm gonna meet. Yeah, yeah. At saka si Mercedes Gutierrez. Yeah, I'm gonna meet her as well. Oh, don't believe in that crap. Yung sinasabi na ito ko sa ano. Wala na yun. Wala. Oh, yeah. Oh, mga pa. Oh, yeah. Akong bahala. I'll be the Supreme Court in a short time. Oh, yeah. Oh, marami. Oh, baka busy ako kasi marami akong trial ngayon eh. Oh, may court hearing ako sa araw na hindi pipwede. Oh, sige na lang, ha? Okay, sige, salamat, ha? Okay. Excuse me, Hannah. Sorry, Hannah. I could not attend to you immediately. Have a seat. Is there anything I can do for you? You know, I've been busy. You know, as a lawyer, I'm sure you have a court case, a trial that you want me to appear before. Sabi niya, sir, I am the PLDT guy. I am here to connect your phone. Kasi nag-apply po kayo 1 week ago. And some people are just like that. Alam mo, every human being has a problem. And the problem is sin. And the problem is being, you feel that you're unforgiven. You feel that you have sin and you're trying to do something about the sin, but you cannot remedy about it. Man tries different ways. Like, you know, he tries to, lalo na kapag Holy Week, next week, gagawa na siya ng paraan. Kukuha na siya ng latigo. Uso na ngayon. Yung pag-inan niya, pak, hindi lang galikod. Yung pupulupot, pak, talagang, talagang pumupulupot talaga. Grabe talaga. Yung kanyang cross, maaaring meron mga, may mga skateboard wheels na parang ang dali na lang sa kanya. Talagang parang, di ba? Man tries to find, gagawa siya, aaksyat siya sa isang bundok, lalakad siya, paluhod, gagawa siya ng lahat ng paraan. Man tries many ways. Maaring gagawa siya ng mga sarili niya, mga caricatures, gagawa siya ng, basta lahat. Maaring, if you go to India, they would like to go and get a knife and just lacerate their skin. They would like to, you know, to pierce their bodies. Man tries so many things. Even to the extreme, ang tao, because he could not resolve that sin issue that is screaming wildly sa buhay niya, he even comes to a point of suicide. You know, people are driven to suicide are people who are just caught up and it's unresolved. It's just like them say, you know, I would rather die rather than continued existence of hopelessness. Because of what? Because of pain. Because of shame. Because of guilt. Because of condemnation, because of fear, because of so many things sa buhay na tao, hindi niya ma-solve. Para bang, meron kang kotse na, I remember Pastor Joseph Carodan, he's co-directing with me sa church planting. He's a very interesting guy, okay? He's a very intelligent guy, used to be MVP player ng basketball, katulad ni Pastor Mark. I mean, did you know that Pastor Mark was a varsity player of UST? Hindi niyo alam yan? Well, let me tell you here. No, I'm not kidding. Actually, varsity player yan. Mga kasabayan niya, sina Olsen, Rosella. Yes. Pag naglalaro kami mga pastors, nangingibabaw siya sa amin lahat. Yeah. Pero kaming dalawa, hindi niya pa ako natatalo. Hindi, walang-walang, hindi ako nabibiro. Kasi hindi pa kami naglalaban. Gusto ko, lagi ko siyang kampi. Ang point ko rito is, some people, they hindi na ma-resolve sa buhay nila. Gagawa sila ng paraan. Maring, they would take drugs. My best friend in high school committed suicide. And when I was there in the morgue, sa Tres Amigo Paco, he was half naked and then I was beating his breast. Boom! Boom! Sabi ko sa kanya, bakit hindi mo sinabi sa akin, magpapakamatay ka pala? I mean, I was Christian then. But he was always, you know, shouting curses and jeers. And cussing at me because I became a Christian. He said, hindi ko ita maabot. Basta pupunta ako sa isang lugar na hindi ka maka-anal. Lit-lit lang ng Pilipinas, lit-lit lang ng mundo. Magkikita-kita pa rin tayo. Sabi niya, hindi na tayo magkikita. In 3 days' time, he was already dead. When I was in front of him at the morgue, he was on top of that washing bin. You know, I was holding his body. He was already stiff and cold. He was dead. I was beating his breast. Sabi ko sa kanya, bakit? Sana sinabi mo sa akin, sineryoso mo pala. Because he did it twice. Also, he attempted. Okay, nilaslas niya ng konti. Hindi pala ganun kalalim. Nabasa yung buong kama. Bata siya, minum siya ng Shell Talk. Sakala niya, pop cola lang ang lasa. Because, I mean, wala nang buhay. Wala nang saysa. Hopelessness of continued existence was more painful than living. And people are like that because there's an unresolved thing. Hindi mo, may kasalanan ka eh. Di ba? And don't treat sin lightly. If sin comes into your heart, it penetrates you. It like stabs you in a way that it destroys your inner being. Your future is damaged. Di ba? Your destiny is lost. Your personality is deteriorated. Tapos nabubulok ka sa loob. You're being, parang naaagnas ka, nagsisunungaling ka, nag-iisip ka ng masama. One sin leads to the other. Kasi magkamag-anak yan eh, dumadami yan eh. And then you'll be tempted the more. And the question of man is, what can I do to stop this thing? What am I going to do that will stop every agony that is happening in my life? There's only one way, and that is Jesus' way. And Jesus' way is always forgiveness. Now, what is forgiveness? I will explain it to you. Forgiveness, actually, in the Bible, there are 7 words, 3 in the Old Testament, 4 in the New Testament. But the word are just the meaning of the word is just similar to each other. Ang ibig sabihin, one big definition is to cancel a debt. Nasubukan mo na ba may utang ka? And somebody just came to you and say, magkano ba 3 million? Ako na ba? I'll write the check. Hindi to tatalbog. Then somebody just, huh? Talaga? Have you ever tried receiving a check that was a blank check? That you can make use of the check at any amount? I tried that once when we were living in Cape Town. Somebody gave me. I helped this son, and this is the manager ng Maersk's shipping company, something like that, moving company. And then he gave me a check, which is a blank check, and he can do anything with the check. I never used it, actually. Sabi niya, okay, nung paalis na kami, coming back to the Philippines, sabi ko sa kanya, punit, hindi ko nagamit to. Sabi ko, babalik ko na lang siya. Hindi, sabi niya, punitin mo na lang. Okay, have you ever tried receiving that kind of situation? Or maybe you're in a debt and then hindi mo alam, mari magtrabaho ka na gusto, pumunta ka na ng US, magtrabaho ka na si King of Brunei, magtrabaho ka na kay Donald Trump, hindi pa enough just to pay all your debts because yung pinanganak ka, baong ka na sa utang. Or mari yung pinanganak ka, right now, alam mo na parang, there's something wrong with my system. Parang defective ako. Parang plancha ba? Defective ako. Parang TV ba? Defective ako. Parang there's something wrong with this remote control. It doesn't work well. And the only way to resolve it is to go back to the manufacturer who is Jesus who made your very core. And you go to him and say, Lord, can you do something about my life? Now, people today are going to, itong darating na linggo naman, marami na naman mangyayari niyan. Sinasabi ko to because this is your opportunity, guys, to do something about it. Do not go to them and ridicule them or make fun of them. You can go to them and share the truth to them that will bless them and make them understand. Their eyes will just open. Ah, ganun ba? And you begin to share that in Jesus, access is granted. I told a story kanina, 3 o'clock service. We stayed in Cape Town for 2 years, me and my family. That's in South Africa. It looks like and feels like and smells like London. And so beautiful place. This is the most beautiful place that I've ever been in my life. I've been to about 37 nations, stamped on my passport, but the best nation I've been to was South Africa. We stayed there for 2 years. One time, hindi natin to alaman, no? Pero meron silang sports called rugby. Yung mga malalaking katawan, yung mga ganito kalaki, yung katawan, no? Yung malalaki talaga, tas they would care about, bang, talagang nagtatamaan talaga sila. I mean, man, really terrible game. I mean, lalabas ka doon talaga, lamog ka na talaga, kailangan mo talaga magpaspa. And I was there watching, and then I paid about $1,500. And yung pampinakamura, and I was brought to the very bleacher, yung pinakadulo talaga, yung pinanood mo na lang, parang karayom na lang sila, parang, I mean, it's just like a pinhead thing. I mean, ang layo talaga. I mean, sabi ko, bakit ba itong binili ko? May pera naman ako. Pero 1.5 lang yung dala ko noon. So it was about 150 rand, yun yung value ng pera nila. So I bought, and then doon ako sa dulo. Mamiyang konti, sabi ko, parang kilala ko itong kaibigan ko ito. And it was France, my friend, from Cape Town, from my church. Sabi ko, siya yun. I got his number, I rang his number. Sabi, France, what are you doing there in front, man? Man, I mean, you might be injured, man. You're just right there in the playing court. Sabi niya, where are you, Luther? Where are you? Tell me, where are you? And I'm gonna go to you. Alam mo, ginawa niya, nung tinawagan ko siya, at doon siya sa playing court, doon sa grass. Okay? And then, pinuntahan niya ako sa pinaka-bleachers. Isipin mo, limited access ako sa pinakadulo na pinakamura na parabang sana manood ka na lang ng TV. Parabang nanood ka ng TV pero nilagay mo dun sa pader na yun. Parang ganun ba? Eh, maliit pa rin. So you know what he did? He went to me and picked me out from that bleachers, okay, bench, and then brought me down and dun kami mismo sa playing ground. Nakasabay ko yung mga napagano na nga ako ng katawan ko dun. Oh. Kasi ganun sila eh. Talaga naninikip talaga. Sa, and then pag nagbabanggaan sila yung laway, sabi ko, grabe ito ah. But never in my life have I realized na I had full access. Sabi ko, buntot-buntot lang ako sa kanya. Tapos tinitignan, no. Nakita lang yung mukha. Sa mukha lang, oh. Sa mukha lang, oh. wow. Tapos, oh, is this Kevin Spacey? Ano, okay. So, pinalusot lang ako ng ganyan, no? Ah, tapos pinalusot ako. Tapos, you know why? Because in France, he was the guy who took me from there to the playing court. That is exactly what Jesus did for you and for me. Walang kwenta tayo eh. Wala tayong halaga eh. Para bang bata ba? Someday I'm gonna adopt a child. I wanna adopt a child someday. Para bang child ba, bata? My sister just adopted a child na para bang yung inabandon na, na walang kwenta, na baon sa utang, mataas ang malaki yung hospital bills, hindi gusto yung itsura ng bata, iniwanan na, tinalikdan na ng magulang, kinalimutan na. You understand? Gusto ko yung ganun. I'm gonna pick up a child someday. Gusto ko i-adopt. Kukunin ko talaga yung batang yon. Mga 3 years old, 5 years old, I'm gonna change the destiny of that boy. And that boy maybe someday will become the senator of our country with a beautiful upbringing. Sino ba dito na magandang upbringing? You know what God did? He refined and tuned us up. And through Jesus Christ's forgiveness and His blood and grace in our life, binago niya tayo. That's why today we are like this. Don't you know that you are good looking now rather than before you were just looking good? Ulitin ko, you are good looking now but before you were just looking good. Yung itsura mo, gaganong-ganong ka lang, no? Ganong ka talaga. Pero ngayon, tignan mo, nagbago ka, masayahin ka na. Hindi ka pwedeng pumunta sa baba, sa Robinson's, pabili nga ng 1 kilong ngiti. Wala. Di ba, bigyan mo ako ng 2 yardang saya? Wala. Di ba, pabili nga ng 1 karton na tuwa? Wala. And you can find that in your walk with God. And because you are walking with God, and you are in this church as well, actually, ang victory naman, hindi naman ito ang pinakamagandang church sa lahat eh. Marami pa dyan mas maganda. Kapag may nagtatanong, ang church ba pinakamalaki? No, actually, ang church ba pinakamalaki? No, not really. May mga churches pa mas malaki pa sa atin. Oh, no, kita nyo, oh, nasuntok ko yung yabang nyo. Oh yeah, totoo yan. Kaya tanong mo si Pastor Mark. Marami pang churches mas maganda kaysa ating church. Kasi magkakapatid tayong lahat eh. Kaya pag may nakita kang taga-ibang church, taga doon ka. Wow, galing kapatid pala kita kaysa. May aircon ba church nyo? Meron ba kayong drums na katulad sa amin? Gretsch ang brand? Ha? Bago ba yung venue niya? Meron ba kayong pastor na parang artista ang itsura? Na parang si Ricky Martin nung minudo dati? Yung mga ganun ba? Hindi. Bakit ko ba nabanggit yon? Because what Jesus did for us has no right to make us compare ourselves to others. All we have to do is humble ourselves and say, God, Lord, actually, Lord, hindi ako karapat-dapat. God, actually nga, Lord, nagtataka ako. Lord, alam mo ba sabi ng Bible, ampun lang tayo. Alam niyo ba yon? Actually, inampun lang tayo ni Lord. Look at the Bible, ampun lang tayo. Ampun lang pala ako. One time, meron kaming members sa Victory, naalala mo yung Pastor Mark? I forgot his name, but nalaman niya, ampun pala siya. Naglayas, nagtago for 3 days. Hinahanap ng magulang niya. Tapos sabi niya, hindi ko kasi alam eh. Ampun ng pala ako. Tapos dinala yung nanay na nag-foster parent siya. Tapos sabi niya, hindi niya naman sinabi sa akin na ano pala. Tapos sabi ko sa kanya, tapos nalaman kong kento, sinabihan ko sa kaming dalawa na nag-usap. Walang hiya ka? Next, hindi ha? Sabi ko sa hindi ka ba nahihiya? Kita mo namatay na pala yung dating mga magulang, pinulot ka na lang ng mga magulang nito. Nasa ospital ka, nag-iingalo ka? Mamamatay ka na dapat, pinulot ka lang niya. And ngayon, ito ka ngayon. Mayaman ka, pinagpala ka. Tapos porkit hindi mo lang alam kung sino tunay mo magulang, nagwawala ka na, ganun ka ba kayo mature? Pumunta ka sa nanay mo. Pumunta ka sa tatay mo, magpasalamat ka sa, I'm sorry talaga, nag-iba yung perspective niya. Ganun din tayo kay God. Walang magsasabi dito, naging Christian ka dahil gwapo ka. Paano kami? Di ba? Hindi ka nagiging Christian dahil sarado ka. Hindi. Paano kami mga bukas? Di ba? Wala sa gandang lalaki yan eh. Wala sa hindi, mabait ako ng pinanganak ako. No. You still need to have that personal, vital, dynamic, personal walk, encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ to experience it. Itong Christianity na ito, hindi mo mabibili yan sa tabi-tabi lang. Hindi parang FX na sasakay ka lang, magbabayad ka. It's a personal, a decision in your life mula ngayon. Parang pag-aasawa. Nung kinasal ka sa misis mo, sasabihin mo, Lord, mula ngayon God, mamahalin ko itong babaeng to, no matter what happens. Ganun ka rin misis sa mister mo. At saka ikaw, mister, mahalin mo yung misis mo. Kasi wala nang ibang nagmahal sa'yo, kundi siya. and vice versa. Yeah. Alam mong saya ko sa buhay ko? Sininet ang napangasawa ko. Ah, yeah. Pag nakita mo yung misis ko, ang ganda. Pakinggan nyo to. Pag nakita nyo yung dalawa kong anak, ang gaganda katulad ng misis ko. Ay, grabe talaga. Hindi lang yan, ang dalawa kong anak na lalaki, gwapo, heartthrob ng school. Gwapo talaga. Kanino pa magmana? Sa kanya din. Nasa likod siya, nakaupo ngayon. Huwag mo na. Huwag natin mo na pakilala. Ha? Baka may magpa-autograph sa kanya. Hindi ko alam kung saan bande. But my point here is this. There's nothing in our life that qualifies us. It's simply a gesture of faith, believing in His promise. Now, what is that? That's flash Matthew chapter 26. Ito ngayon. While they were eating, ito yung sa communion, sa Lord's Supper, Jesus took the bread, nung kinuha niya yung tinapay, He gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to His disciples and said, take it, this is, oh, nasyak sila. Kasi every night, a Jewish father would gather his children, his family, on sunset, and then he would take the bread, give thanks, and break it, and give it to his children. This is a common tradition of the Jews, of the Hebrews. Pero iba, so he would give thanks. Thank you for giving us this daily bread. Yun lang. In Hebrew. Okay? Ang Hebrew, paano ba sabihin sa Hebrew yun? Sukiritak, barlimak, American jok sukrak. Indonesian pala yun. Okay, no? So parang pinipigkas niya na sinasabi niya, maraming salamat for this daily bread. Pero ito naman ibang sinabi ni Jesus, take, eat. This is my body. Pero nga pala, ito yung sinasabi niya. Ito yung sinasabi. And then sabi ng verse 27. Ganda ito, no? Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. Pero in other translations, sabi niya, take this drink, which is my blood, drink this in remembrance of me. Pero ito ngayon ang powerful, verse 28. Verse 28 says, sabi ng verse 28, okay? Sabi ng verse 28, this is my blood of the covenant. Sa ibang translation, sabi, this cup is the sign of the new covenant sealed with my blood. Okay? And sabi nito, which is poured out for many. Oh, sino yung many na yan? Sino yung many na yan? Come on. Come on, I want to hear a shout to the King in this place. Tayo yun. He has poured it to us. Karapat-dapat ay, no way. No way. And sabi niya rito, poured out for many for the what? Forgiveness of sins. Alam niyo ba na ang communion, when we partake of the bread, it's more than the cup or the drink or the bread. It is actually remembering, not only remembering, but it is taking into effect sa soul natin that Jesus 2,000 years ago on the cross, okay, pakinggan niyo to, ano? Broke the penalty of sin. Broke the power of sin. Broke the presence of sin in our lives. That's the power He did on the cross. For us, for you, for me. That itself, sapat yan. And if we take that into the chambers of our soul, that will change you as a person. Lord, magkakaroon ka ng malalim at malaking utang na loob sa Kanya. I like Victory Church. I like this church. I wish I would be a member of this church. And Pastor Mark will be my pastor. But I move around the country helping our other provincial churches birth their own new churches. But this is a beautiful church. But remember, we are a spiritual family. But in this spiritual family, that doesn't mean because you're in victory, you live a life of victory. No. Because you come in victory, I presume, na ikaw, you're living a life of victory. Na talagang buhay mo talaga masaya. Hindi ka masungit, hindi ka bugnutin, hindi ka pangit. Hindi ka inisin, hindi ka siloso, hindi ka silosa. Hindi ka half Pinoy, half Pinay. Matino ka. Masaya ka. Hindi ka palautang, hindi ka banaob. Yung parang hirap sa buhay na magaliting ka. Hindi. You're a different person. You're a lover of the Word of God. You're crazy for Jesus. Pag-isip mo sa umaga, what matters most is not your cell phone. Eh, 5110 lang yan eh. Di ba? Ako nga, nagkaroon ako iPhone 4, pinamigay ko kagad eh. Oh. Ito nga sa akin, meron akong dalang technology. This is iPad 2. Yeah. Gusto niyo to? Ano ako, willing? iPad 2. Actually, iPad 1 yan. But because I have two of these, it's iPad 2. We don't deserve. Pero ang buhay Kristiyano, hindi magiging masaya yan. Nasa iyo pa rin yan. Kaya maganda kasama kasi sa victory group. May nagtuturo sa'yo, may nagpapalago. Explain ko sa inyo. Pwede ka rin mag-grow. Pwede ka rin maging masaya as a Christian. Okay lang yan. Atin-atin ka rito. Okay pa rin yan. Pero kakaiba talaga when somebody, you belong to a victory group. Somebody discipling you, helping you walk. Eh, sanggol nga, nangangailangan ng magulang eh. You understand? When you were born here, you were born into a family. Hindi pa na, kawawa ka na, wala ba akong nanay, wala ba akong tatay? Hindi, dito sa victory yung kagandahan. And the people are, you will grow more victoriously, you'll be different, you'll become a leader. Alam mo, atmosphere dito, Pastor Mark, gusto, gusto ko. There's an atmosphere of discipleship in this room. Yung mga tao, gusto, gusto ko ma-disciple. Kasi nakikita ko lagi, kanina, kahit saan ako naglalakad, alam nyo kanina, I didn't attend the worship, only at the end. I just walked around. And so all over the place. Doon sa KFC, sa mga, wow, nag-enjoy ako. Kasi mga tao, no, mandaraya, no, kumakain sila ng ulam, kumakain pa sa spiritual food. They were having victory groups. Guys, sarap talaga kapag member ka ng victory group. Magbagong buhay ka na, magsisi ka na. Sumama ka sa isang victory group. Alam ko, busy ka, pero find time. Find time. Okay. Lahat kayo, kuha tayo ng game. Taas mo yung kamay, palad. Pakita mo. Mm-hmm. Baliktarin mo at the count of three. One, two, three. Wow! Tapos ganun mo. Pakita mo sa kapitbahay mo. Okay. Walang sugat yan, ha? Walang sugat. Hindi ka magpapapako sa krus. You know why? Because Jesus did it for you already 2,000 years ago. That's what it means. Jeremiah 31. Gusto ko to. Basahin ko. Basahin ko yung Jeremiah 31 sa aking technology. Basahin nyo na lang dyan. Kasi yung iba sa inyo, malabo ang mata. Kailangan malaking letra. Okay lang sa akin, maliit. Bata pa ako. Wala pa akong senior citizen's card. Pero kung meron kayo dyan, paki-xerox naman, bigyan nyo naman ako. Jeremiah 31:34, I will forgive their wickedness. Hindi to weakness, ha? Wickedness, patatawarin ka na. Yeah! God, si God would step. Take the second mile. Take the extra effort just to forgive you for your stupid mistake. He will. Wickedness to, hindi lang weakness to, wickedness. And yet, because He loves you so much, alam mo, dapat tayong mga Kristiyano, hindi ka dapat insecure. Yung pagpasok mo, sino kayong unang babati sa akin? Sino kayong unang kakamusta? Sino kayong unang kakamay sa akin? Sino kayong lalapit? Sino kayong tatabi sa akin? Ako, wala na akong pakialam dyan. Gusto ko talaga, pag una ko dito, sino kayong una kong babatiin? Sino kayong kakamayan ko? Sino kayong gusto kong bigyan ng pera? Kung kayo nangangailangan ng pera, lumapit kayo sa akin. Ipapanalangin ko kayo. At least man lang, may nag-pray sa inyo. I will forgive their wickedness and I will remember, gusto ko to, oh, wow, nagtatatalon ako nito. I will remember their sins no more. Kung sabi mo si God, mamay, Lord, naalala mo yung kasalanan ko, God, yung sinabi ko sa'yo last week. Alin doon? Sabi ko lang sa'yo, naman, Lord, alam mo lahat eh. Sorry, hindi ko na maalala. Si Lord naman. You're the God of the universe, the creator of everything. Alam mo lang, you're omnipotent and omniscient. Hindi mo alam yan. Kasi sabi ko lang sa'yo, Lord, yung ganigawa ko bang kasalanan. Humingi ka ba ng tawad? Oh, Lord. Eh, napatawad na kita, nakalimutan ko na eh. This is what the verse says. I remember their sins no more. Kaya when you grow up in a family na yung parang tatay mo malupit yung tatay, pahingi ng 20 pesos. Anong 20 pesos? Wala nga ako sa mga piso rito eh. Pero bumibili siya ng alak oh. Worth 200 pesos. At 300 pesos pundador. Sorry store. Selling beer and hard liquor. Tanduay and pundador. Nalala mo, Pastor Mark? Naawit natin yun nun eh. Buti nagbagong buhay na tayo. Tapos lumaki ka, sabi mo, tayo, pwede ba kami mag-excursion sa Baguio? Ano, excursion? Pupunta ka ba sa malamig na lugar? Dito ka na lang sa tapat ng electric fan. Ganun ka ba tayo? Ano ba ginawa ng iyong mga magulang sa iyo? Bakit naman ako pati ako pinaparusahan mo? Tumimik ka dyan. Nalala ko noon, nung pinapalo ako nung bata ako. Eto, para sa'yo, pa! Ah! Magpaliwanag ako ba? Kasi naman, sasabat-sabat ka! Pa! Ah! Ano ba? Siya naman talaga eh. Ano sinasabi mo? Magpaliwanag ka ngayon. Anong ano? Sige, magsalita ka. Si kuya, ano? Ah, nagsasalita-salita ka! Pa! Hindi ko na maintindihan buhay ko nun eh. Kaya yung mga matatangkad katulad namin, yun ang laging pinapalo. Pa! Boom! Boom! Ganun yan. Pero yung mga lumiliit, mabuting anak, mabuti, palit na palit. Yeah. Pero may sinabi naman ng Bible,
Ano ba nangyari? May sinabi naman Bible, for all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. I will remember the sins no more. Galing ano? Tapusin na natin to. Matthew 27. Gusto ko to. This is the time that si Jesus was on the cross. His last few seconds, minutes on the cross. He was gasping for breath. He was dying. He was depleted with blood. Wala na talaga. Wala nang energy. He was tortured. He was executed the night before, early morning. He was put in chains, a crown of thorns was put on his head. Wala na siya talaga. No energy anymore. He had to carry this huge cross. And there was this guy, Simon of Cyrene, who helped him. Wala na talaga. He never had energy anymore. And then there were nails driven into his flesh. And he was bleeding. And he was put up on the cross. 6 hours from 9 to 3. And this is the background. And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice. Ito iba na to. Sa ibang translation, he gave his loudest shout, sabi ng Living Translation. Wah! And then, bang. He died. Not useless, but he died for us. He gave his last breath. He shouted so loud. Ah! And he was finished. He died. That moment. And sabi ng Bible, he cried out again in a loud voice and he gave up his spirit. Verse 51, it says, and at that moment, pakinggan nyo to, the curtain of the temple was torn. Pakinggan nyo to, ano curtain ito? The curtain of the temple made by Herod, which is made by Zerubbabel, that Zerubbabel made out of the destroyed temple made by Solomon, okay, in about 1000 BC, and about 516, ginawa ni Zerubbabel, and about before Jesus came, King Herod, to appease the angry Jews, made this huge temple more beautiful than what Zerubbabel made, but never equal to what Solomon did. And ginawa niya itong temple that's so beautiful. Okay? And this temple had two curtains. There was a small curtain where people would enter into the temple, but there was a huge curtain which was 60 feet high, 30 feet wide. The thickness of the cloth was as thick of the palm. It would take 300 priests to move, to maneuver that kind of temple, that kind of curtain. And inside the curtain was the ark. Inside was the so-called presence of God. And sabi rito, at that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn into two. Listen to this. From top to bottom, and the earth shook and the rock split. That is how powerful the death of Jesus Christ was. It simply broke the power of sin. That's what it did. That's why in your life, if you struggle, you have power if you appropriate it, because Jesus had it for us already. It's all for you to appropriate it. Pero sabi rito, the curtain of the temple was torn, imagine, 60 feet high. Mula sa 60 feet, zoog, down to the floor. It was torn. Ganto kakapal yon. It was torn right there. And it was torn into two, and it opened the very presence of God, access granted. Total access. You can just come before God. Hindi ka na magdadala ng mga lamb, hindi ka magdadala ng dove, hindi ka magdadala ng sheep just to offer as sacrifices. You would kill them and let the blood go into the burning bin, and then it will make some fragrance to the presence of God to appease God. No, hindi na kailangan. Jesus did it for all of us already. The power of your Christianity, pakinggan niyo to. The power of your Christianity is that you're coming to church regularly. The power to your Christianity, that you deep inside your heart, you believe that Jesus died for you, that you're a powerful person. That God has given you authority and access that you can come before Him. If there's something wrong, 24/7, whoever you are, wherever you are, at any time of the day, you can approach Him and say, God, would you fix me? It's just a broken computer. You can go back to the manufacturer. Kahit paggawa mo pa kanino, hindi na kayang gawin. You've got to bring it back to the manufacturer. And the manufacturer knows the blueprint. Jesus did it for you, for me. The temple curtain was torn for you and me. You have direct access, total access. You were at the bleacher, my friend. And he saw you and picked you out up from that place, brought you down because you deserve a better life than the life before. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for what you have done for our lives. What you have done, God, for our sins, that you have, Lord, blotted out our sins. You have removed our sins. You have canceled the debt. Lord, you have broken the hold, the stronghold of the enemy. We are set free and we celebrate. There's a reason, God, to walk high and free. Because you did it for us 2,000 years ago at Calvary. It's been paid. No need, Lord, to solve the problem of sin by ourselves. You did it for us, God. You have made it easy for us. And that's our prayer, God, for the people here today, that we will be able to understand it's been paid. You have solved the problem already at Calvary. As heads are bowed and eyes are closed, I want to pray for you. I want you to let the truth of the forgiveness of God, total access. Hindi ka na kailangan paligo-ligo. Hindi ka na kailangan paikot-ikot ka pa. Pabalik-balik. Parang may red tape. Hindi na. We have a God who is all present. All arms open always for us. That no matter how much we have messed up, He would be there to take us back.